a woman that would have been there, except that she has moved from the amateur to the professional game, is Kitty Taylor. So Kitty's gone professional. She would have been here. I think, would that be going for her sixth European title?
It would have been, Miles, if she had been here. But unfortunately, as you say, she's opted now to go the other route of the professional. Mm-hmm. And I suppose nobody can really blame her, because she's won everything. As I say, she's an Olympian gold medalist and everything. So she, after what happened in Rio, we've all seen it without regurgitating over what has already happened. But it's probably, she's made the right choice in her opinion, and by the people around her that she's been advised with. Mm-hmm. So all we can do is wish her good luck.
You've been involved with her for a long, long time. You were the referee that took charge of her first ever fight. Tell us about it.
Ah, that's right, Miles. It was interesting. It was very good. It was actually made history in Irish boxing at the time, back in October in 2001. It was the first sanctioned, well, girls as they were then, because they were 17, 18, contest in Dublin. Katie boxed a girl, Alana Audley Murphy, from the Sandy Road Club in Belfast. And that opened the door. That was the prizing bar that got the thing started for the women's boxing and brought it to and to the headlines. And thankfully, it has moved on tremendously since then.
I presume she won that first fight?
She did. She did. Miles, yes, she won. That was our first official contest and the first victory. That was the start of it.
And could you see the talent there at that stage that came through to win all that she has won, including that Olympic gold medal?
Well, at that particular time, yes, she was talented. You could see that she had like a lot of combinations, and she was a bit more advanced than the other girls. But that's unfair in them, because again, it was breaking new ground. It was new territory to a lot of clubs as well, with the introduction of the women and girls boxing. But definitely, she had that little bit of special skill and talent, and it was only a matter of just fine tuning it and all boxers and getting building up in their confidence.
And you have been with her down through the years. As you say, you're on your 46th international representing Ireland as a judge and a referee. You've travelled with her on many occasions, I presume?
I did. Thankfully, I had the opportunity to travel with Katie on a number of times, both as a team manager and then also as a referee judge a few times too as well. So it was across both divides. But it's always a pleasure with all the boxers to be in their company and see them perform.
And you've seen her talent obviously close up. Do you think that she will be a success at the professional game?
I hope so. I believe she has the skills, absolutely, and she has the pedigree coming from such a high achievement in the amateur game. And hopefully that will help her going forward. I've no doubt that Katie definitely has the ability. It's all about, as you know yourself, Miles, and the professional. It is different to our sport of boxing as we know it. But you would hope that she will have a good team around her, and agent and management and the coaches especially, and she will be well looked after. And if that all falls into place, if the boxes are all ticked there, I have no doubt that Katie will deliver in the ring.
How big...
You would like to see her being successful.
Mm-hmm. Well, her target, I saw her on the telly the last night there, mm-hmm. her target is world title or titles, as the case may be.
Yeah.
Can she... I suppose, generate great excitement in the professional game?
I believe that she will. Not only just her, but there's her other boxers there. There's the girl Nikki Adams from England, and there's the other girl, Clarissa Shields. I'm sure the name will ring a bell with yourself and many of the listeners.
Yep.
They've all been, they're all like high-class world elite athletes, and they've all turned to the pro ranks. So between the three of them, I believe that there's probably a good group of women there now, and they will raise the profile, I believe, of professional boxing for women.
And do you think that's good for amateur boxing in Ireland, or will it have any effect?
I don't believe it'll have any effect, just in the immediate future for amateur boxing, because the girls have now, we're onto the start of the next 4 years. And the run into Tokyo 2020. And I know people might say that sounds that's a long bit away. But in sporting terms, as you know yourself, Miles, that's not that long. It doesn't belong coming around. So it's a four-year cycle. This is the start of the process now to bring the new group of boxers and some of the more experienced boxers through from youth and junior level, get them international experience, international competition, and then hopefully the success will follow. It's all about team building again.